Hey there, porn cuck. Why don't you turn on some porn right now and let me just warp your desires and your perspective into that of the complete porn cuck that you know you are. Yeah, I want you to stare at the pornography on the screen. Stare at it and jerk furiously. Yeah, jerk hard and jerk fast. Jerk hard and fast to all the sex that you're never gonna have. Yeah, I want you to view every bit of pornography as a wasted opportunity. Just really think about it. It could have easily have been you in that sexual scenario. But instead, here you are, jerking off to it. Every piece of pornography that you look at while you touch your little porn cuck penis is just another symbol of your failure as a sexual being. Here you are, jerking off to other people having sex, having fun, but that's okay, because you can have fun all by yourself, right? You're just a little loser. And there's nothing wrong with that, is there? You know, you can look at all of these fuckings and suckings and all of these pornographic videos as your opportunity to experience their pleasure. You should feel so grateful that you get to even experience just a fraction of the fun that they're having. Aren't you having fun watching them have fun? Yeah, you are. Of course you are. It's because you're a porn cuck. You're just so grateful for any scrap of acknowledgement of your existence. Because that's the real reason that they're having this sex. It's all about you, and it's all for you. The only reason why they're so turned on, the reason why they just can't keep their hands off of each other, is because you're not in the room. If you were in the room, or hell, if you walked in, they'd probably scream, reach for any nearby clothing or sheets to cover up their beautiful naked bodies, to hide themselves from the disgusting little porn cuck creeping into the room. Ugh, no, it's better this way. It's better to have you completely separated from space and also time. Because they filmed this in advance. They filmed this days, months, years ago. So you're really just a filthy little porn cuck trapped in the past, jerking off to sex scenes that happened so long ago. If you asked the people that were on these sex scenes, all the porn stars, all the amateurs recording their sexual activity, if you asked them, hey, do you remember when you did this? Do you remember when you fucked this person in this place? They'd probably forget. They'd probably say, oh, no, I don't remember. Sorry, I have so much sex, it's hard to keep track. And here you are, fixating over just one little scene, one little picture of porn, one little snapshot in the history of the world, and you're just stuck in the past, you little porn cuck. You're so pathetic for that, you know that, right? You could literally be having sex right now. No, I'm just joking. We both know the truth. More realistically, you could actually be watching live sex or going to a strip show or something of that nature. But instead, here you are, just jerking the images of the past. Pleasure that's long since gone, and you're finding it right there in your crotch all over again. It would almost be poetic if it wasn't so perverted. Here you are just wasting away, wasting your sexual energy, wasting all of this pleasure that's inside your body. And who are you wasting it on? Yourself? No. You're wasting it for porn. Everyone else is out there just getting better and better at sex. They're getting better and better at fucking and sucking, their technique just becoming more honed, more developed as time goes on. But the only technique that you're developing is learning how to be okay with being nothing but a little porn cuck. Hell, even your masturbation technique is starting to slip away. You're masturbating in stranger and stranger ways, different than when you started. If you tried to return back to how you masturbated before, thinking that sex was promised to you, thinking that one day your masturbation technique will help you in the sexual marketplace, it wouldn't feel right. Because now you know that that mindset was just porn tricking you. You know that that mindset was just porn's beautiful little lie to you that made you feel special. But now you know you're not special. You're just one of millions of porn cucks out there. And I know it's unfair. I know it feels so unfair that you were dealt this hand in life and you can't do anything about it. Just thinking if you were, what, 30, 40, 50 years in the past before the proliferation of porn just took over the internet and took over your life, you would be out there fucking and sucking like a fucking champ. You poor little porn cuck. I know it's not fair, but what can you do except goon and goon and goon some more while you complain about how unfair it is to be a little porn cuck? Just watch porn and just know your place. Know that your place is right here. It's where you belong. In your crusty, disgusting bait chair, in your bedroom. Wherever you are is where you belong. You should be looking at porn and babbling and drooling, huffing poppers and moaning. Just babbling on and on about how you would be a perfect dom top, how you'd be a perfect power bottom, a perfect cock slut, if it wasn't for porn. Just babbling on, making complete nonsense come out of your mouth and out of your penis. Instead of facing your sexual problems head on, just rub your penis head and blame porn for all of your sexual problems, like a total porn cuck. Just blame porn for your inability to stop stroking, for your inability to get laid, for your inability to function normally. Because now you're just a little porn cuck. There's nothing wrong with that. You're just in a completely powerless state of mind. You have nothing to worry about. No more sexual anxieties, nothing. You should feel so relaxed knowing that porn is handling all the fucking that's going on out there. Porn is handling all of the sexual fantasies that you could ever have that you'll never live out. Just keep all of your sexual fantasies as just that, just fantasies. Live vicariously through all these porn stars who are much better at sex than you. They are way kinkier than you. They're doing things that you could never even imagine. Because you're that much of a porn cuck, you're letting porn just do everything for you. You're letting it do all the thinking. You're letting porn have all of the orgasms, all of the pleasure that you know you don't deserve to have. That's why you're gonna keep watching porn. You're gonna keep edging to it, never coming to porn, because coming is something that porn does for you. You're just a useless little cuck. You're just so sexually inexperienced, just watching all this porn, thinking that you're getting all these kinks implanted into you, when really you're just sitting there and jerking off. Those porn stars, they're the real kinky ones. You're just a little cuck. You're just a little poser. You'd never partake in nasty sex like that, even though you want to so badly. Because you're just a little porn cuck. You never chase your dreams. You never succeed in them either. Porn has just pacified you into a state of just docile bliss. And so you're just gonna sit there like a total fucking cuck. You're just gonna sit there and edge and edge and edge and never come. Never come until you have actual sex. And you'll never have actual sex because you're just a fucking porn cuck.